Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, June 19th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and to you and all the other fathers out there, happy Father's Day.
I just completely forgot about it, so that is so true. My father passed away probably about 12 to 13 years ago. I don't recall.
I wish I could have met him.
When did your father pass away?
1998. So it's been a little while. You know, you always still miss him, that's for sure. But we have to treasure the time we've got with our kids now, every second.
Absolutely. And I still can feel the essence of my father very strongly in the presence of meditation or dreams or in other times when I'm quiet.
Same here. He visits every once in a while. I don't think I'm schizophrenic. So, but then I think about him every day at work because, well, he founded our medical group back in 1970.
Oh, did he?
Mm-hmm, he sure did. So, founding partner, and we've lost two to death over the years, some that just moved, but we have their, you know, his picture out in the waiting room along with Bill Smith, and William C. Smith was a great doctor as well, and we keep his picture and my dad's, Ralph Green, right out there in the waiting room. If you ever visit, you'll see it. And then I keep another picture and his flag. He was a Army flight surgeon as well. Mm-hmm. And so I keep kind of almost a little historical memento area in the hallway, outside my room. So have an old picture of me in 1995. I was so young, I had spots.
I love good stories like that.
Otherwise, I look the same. I haven't aged.
Not a day. I'm looking up here at the photo of you and I, which was about 4 years ago, and you do not look like you've aged any, that's for sure.
Well, we don't. Everybody else seems to be getting older, but not us.
Well, I know that's an old
photo. And, of course,
photo.
I'm saying this facetiously.
I know you are. I think everybody knows that. But, it's interesting. That was a long time ago because I did not have a mustache, and I cannot remember. It seemed like I've had this forever.
That was 2018.
Okay.
The picture we're looking at, yeah. I still have the shirt.
Oh, there you go. All right. Well, anything exciting happened for you this week in the medical field, the personal field?
Nothing exciting. We are seeing a resurgence, and I don't even know off the top of my head the name of the variant or if it even has a name, but a COVID variant that really looks more like flu. Mm-hmm. It just starts with really a sore throat, so it sounds like strep at first, and then people are getting the aches and the pains and the fever. That's what my wife had. A lot of patients are getting that. So, a lot of people, before they come in the office, have to do a COVID test, make sure they're not infectious before they come see us. But we've seen, just Friday, three or four cases, COVID. And a lot of these people are traveling up in the Northeast and catching it, I've noticed. So a lot of people that are there or Midwest, and they're calling from those areas. So I'm not hearing anything about it on the news at all, but it's something we're seeing a pattern with. But, it doesn't seem to be that dangerous. Nobody has gone in the hospital with it. They're just sick for a few days, and then they're back.
Yeah, I get all the, so many. We have 300-plus people a day at Nutrition World, and many people call. They may email, and they have questions often, and they certainly are not trying to replace you with us. But, they ask questions, and I have seen a good rise in the amount of comments with people who are, oh my gosh, I'm feeling awful, but I tested negative for COVID. And I tell all of them, I said, in my experience lately, it's day four before you'll test positive. And so far, 100% of the people who said they felt terrible who tested negative on day two tested positive on day four or five. So sometimes
you were exposed that time to COVID and you didn't get COVID.
Right.
And for myself, I was definitely exposed.
Yep.
Never got it.
Yep.
It's great. But then I did ramp up my D and C and elderberry. I think we talked about that last week. I was very careful, to get all my supplements in, but I really didn't take any other precautions. So was I under 6 feet, prolonged? Yep, I sure was. you know, we don't have to live in fear. And I just refuse to live in fear with this anymore. I'll follow the rules. Like for CHI, CHI is still a masked facility, whether you agree with that or not. And some of the providers don't agree. Some of the staff don't agree. But we comply because, you know, well, you have to. The biggest thing, the biggest news I would say, though, for us at CHI is Park Ridge, please get out of the way. I'm hearing just overwhelming in the North Georgia community. They are unhappy with Park Ridge and HCA. You know, it's true. Why would a Nashville hospital with a Chattanooga location fight a North Georgia facility? Could it be market share and money? I don't know. But that's what all the patients are coming in and saying, and that's the opinion of the residents of North Georgia. That's not going to go real well for Park Ridge publicly, you know?
Well, good. I'm glad you're making that comment.
Because I'll comment on every week until they back down.
Well, there's an, you know, there's agendas to everything, in business especially. And if they're ethical and sound and reasonable, it's one thing. And if it's an agenda for taking over, dominating, pushing someone out, that's old school business. Like, my dad was a great businessman, but he was the old military type, which means in a business deal, he thought that for him to win, you had to lose. Well, I don't feel that way anymore. I think we can almost always have two winners in the end conclusion of a negotiation with business, almost always. So,
and I can pretty much say, even if we build, well, not if, when we build the Northwest Georgia new CHI facility, will it put Park Ridge out of business? No.
No.
Will it compete? Mm-hmm. But we have a competing hospital right now. It's called CHI Memorial Georgia. So we already have one. It just happens to be old and needs to be replaced. And invariably, the citizens of North Georgia want it to come. But it's delayed right now. If they don't back down, it's delayed till maybe August or September to start. And we could have started about April.
Oh, my.
So, you know, that's a big deal for the residents. We do need the facility. We really do.
Big deal. You
so
know,
everybody call your local politicians and let them know. Call Park Ridge if you want to as well.
You know, I'm noticing, at least in my whole area, I live in Apison and I drive to work, of course, every day. These clinics, these fast care pop-up clinics are going crazy. And I think a big part's COVID, and I think the people now are so overreactive to symptoms, and I think they see a big market share, somewhat trying to take it from the hospitals themselves. But, you know, I have a really, really great friend who showed me a walk-in clinic, and I think it was in Arizona, and this lady physician owns it, and I just think it's magical. Not that it would work here, but it's a combination of the traditional methods that all walk-ins would use, along with options for people who believe in strengthening the body and using nutrition. She does IVs for vitamin C. She'll give antibiotics. She does both sides. And I just see a missed market for these people around here, because it reminded me of, you know, how many Mexican places do we have in Chattanooga? Probably.
Who knows?
70, I would say. Maybe 100. Well, there's room for all of those. But if you're going to open a Mexican place, I would open something that would be slightly different, that would offer options that the regular ones don't. Well, all the clinics are offering the same options. Why don't you get innovative and open your mind and open your toolbox and offer something that the others don't? But most medical pursuits are not ran by good business people. They're not.
Well, it's not just that. Most of the providers are one or the other, not one and the other.
Bingo.
That's the problem.
That is the problem. And that gives me a nice segue into Dr. Brian Johnson. He's now full. He's working Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursdays at Nutrition World as the only Chattanooga integrative physician, board certified. And he already has had a fantastic 2 weeks. And the people are just loving the fact that they can spend 50 to 60 minutes with him.
Oh, I'm jealous of that.
Discovery visits, I think $89. And it has, I mean, the first person who came in, it was almost tears in her eyes and said, I've never been listened to with the kind of eyes that Dr. Johnson had. So to make an appointment, you go to nutritionw.com. And at the top, it says practitioners.
And you know what? It's for the right traditional medical doctor such as myself, I could work with Dr. Johnson,
yes,
not against him. And yes, he could do the same with me. Mm-hmm. That probably won't work with everybody, though.
Nope.
And I think, you know, I had one of my patients bring in, they went to your office, mm-hmm. your office, your lab mm-hmm. over there, and did their blood work and brought it to me. I just was laughing. I had all these fun labs, you know, just diverse set yep. of labs. But they were very, very satisfied.
Good, diverse. Yeah, they definitely have panels that are far more embracing a lot more information. And saying that, Marlene runs the lab, and mm-hmm. it's, of course, available every Tuesday from 8 to 11, and also on the last Friday of the month for any lab test that you would desire. But she also owns Countryside, and someday you have to go eat at that restaurant.
I'm pretty sure I did in the past.
Well, they have the same, you know, they have the old traditional country cooking, but I get, and again, you can choose healthy or use unhealthy, and it's kind of like the walk-in clinic. They can have both. Hmm. And Marlene at Countryside has the best, I'm just bragging, field peas. I love field peas. No one makes them better. Hamburger steak. I get cottage cheese and I get cabbage. So I get all my vegetables with my protein. So Countryside up in, on I think, Mahan Gap Road. That's where it's at.
I'll have to put that on the, we're just spoiled. We walked everything.
I know you are.
Well, we're starting to drive occasionally. Good. We used to ride our bikes until they were stolen. But, you know, we did get to go to Gilman Grill again last mm-hmm. week. Great place, great food, great service. There was some concert. I wish I could remember what it was downtown. And, you know, there's still so much to do in Chattanooga. A lot of fun. Life is coming back. It's a good feeling. You know, yes, there are tensions in some parts of town. A lot of people are scared to go out. Don't be scared to go out. Just be prudent. Don't go out at 2 a.m. maybe. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, be supporting our local businesses, please. Whether it's Marlene, isn't that her name? Marlene Countryside?
Marlene.
Mm-hmm. Marlene. Or if it's downtown, get out there and live your life. Enjoy.
And I think to me, as being an ex-police officer here in Chattanooga, is I always said, even back when I was 21 years old as a police officer, most dangers that happen in this city as far as criminals is going to happen, one, after dark, but especially after 11. So, and I know my daughter and I talk about it, you know, when she was in her teenage and 20s, she just, like all kids, ignored it. Oh, it's going to be fine. She is so much like, we're getting home before the sun sets, because that's when most bad things happen. And it is very true. As we see with the recent history of Chattanooga, it's always after dark.
Yeah, and it's not that you can't go out after dark. Just be careful. Be prudent yeah. with what you do. Yeah. Don't put yourself in a compromising situation.
That's right. Well, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having what doctor?
Ranj Babu.
Yep. Neurologist. More, that plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Christopher Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Rock 105, your home for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute. Every Monday at 6 p.m., join Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr for the latest news in NASCAR, on and off the racetrack, and, well, some other craziness. Dude, what about all these changes ahead in 2022? We'll break it all down and cover it all. Each week, tune into Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Hi, I'm Mandy Livingston from Your Home Radio on 98.1 The Lake. Attention all ladies, listen up. Are you feeling tired, loss of energy, weight gain, or low sex drive? Then your hormone levels might be low. I've got the solution for you. Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy. They changed my life and they can change yours. Find them online at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. We have a most interesting topic today, and this one reason I love this show is because I'm in a world of totally nutrition, holistic, alternative methods. It leaves me out of the, or used to leave me out of the conversation of the traditional medical field, and some of the things that are being developed, like what we're going to talk about today, I think the common people and myself would never know about it. So I have learned so much, and I've learned again, and I'm not being paid to say this, Memorial is really seems to be ahead of their game. They seem to be the most innovative and has the most talented people. Nothing's perfect, but overall, I'm just very impressed with Memorial. Well, today we have Dr. Babu with us, which is a fellowship-trained neurosurgeon at CHI Memorial. So welcome to Vital Health Radio, Doctor.
Yeah, thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk about something called, and it's very interesting, the way it's worded, awake craniotomy. Tell us what that is and what it means for the patient.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, craniotomy is a procedure where we remove part of the skull so that we can access the brain. And oftentimes we're doing this because you want to remove some abnormality. Most often it's a brain tumor, whether it's benign or malignant. And an awake craniotomy is when we do this procedure and we have the patients awake doing various tasks in the operating room so we can keep them safe while we take out a mass.
Interesting. Now, of course, the first thing people are going to maybe think is, wow, it's awake. So what is the pain level and what do you do to alleviate that?
Yeah, it sounds very scary. But actually, the great thing about brain surgery, it's very different from a cardiac or abdominal surgery where you're going through a lot of bone and muscle. Really, what's nice about the head is that really it's only the scalp that has pain sensation and the brain itself doesn't. So what we do is once we do the opening, we numb the scalp and patients are usually very comfortable after that.
And I'm sure it requires shaving the head, correct?
Well, we try to do a pretty good job and not, shave people's heads completely. So we typically just shave a strip just along where the incision's going to be. So usually it's not too bad.
And at that point, then, would remove that part of the skull in order to have access to the part of the brain that you need to work on, correct?
Correct, exactly. And at the end of the procedure, we put that piece of skull back on and then close the scalp.
Is there any type? I hope there is some type of anesthesia. You'd have to knock me out.
There is some anesthesia as well. We give a little bit of low-dose narcotics sometimes. But other than that, it's just local medication to numb the scalp.
I just always make jokes. You know, we as doctors are the worst patients. I was trying to put myself in that position for a second.
I'm sure my patients do much better than I would, for sure.
Well, let me ask you this. Before you did this, what did it look like when you did surgery on people to remove a tumor that makes it so different than, you know, the new one, different than the old form?
Yeah, so, you know, basically before we were able to do these awake procedures, you know, we would be very cautious with, you know, removing certain tumors because we didn't want to damage critical functions like language and movement, things like that. With this new, you know, techniques of doing awake surgery, you know, we can make sure that patients are doing really well. And at the same time, we can continue to be really aggressive with removing, you know, the tumor as much as we can, but knowing that the patient is staying safe.
Well, a question. I know that sensations can be activated through you as a surgeon, I suppose. And tell me if this is true. I've always read about it, that if you prodded into certain parts of my brain, I would have certain sensations, perhaps memories, perhaps whatever. Is that true? And is that something that you do and then talk to the patient as the surgery is going on?
There's various sensations that we can evoke. Typically, memories isn't one of them because that's a more complex, you know, thing to really create. But, you know, oftentimes we can alter sensation. We can cause patients pain by stimulating certain parts of the brain, cause numbness and tingling. We can cause patients to see flashes of light if we're near the visual part of the brain. So there's a variety of different sensations and feelings that patients can experience during these procedures. I wish I could create great memories, but I unfortunately can't do that yet.
That would be interesting, though, Ed. You know, I'm hearing that the awake craniotomy gives you its better outcomes. So you can learn more as you're doing the surgery. Is it safer overall than it was before?
Correct. It is safer. You know, there's clear data that shows that these procedures lead to patients doing better, both functionally, but also from an oncological tumor control standpoint. We can be way more aggressive with patients awake than we can with them asleep.
And is that because you're not using general anesthesia, or just what is the reason for that?
The reason is because oftentimes these tumors are infiltrative. What we, you know, kind of talk about with patients is that some of these tumors, it's not like a cherry in a bowl of Jell-O where I can just pluck out the cherry and the Jell-O is normal. Oftentimes we talk about it as if you took a fistful of sand in your hand and you dropped it on the floor. There's a mound, and that's the thing that you see on the MRI scan. But we know there's kind of cells that are scattered throughout around that area. So, you know, it's really important to go beyond what we see on the MRI scan, if possible, and remove that tissue as well. And so, you know, when you're near certain parts of the brain, that becomes very tricky because everyone's brain is very different, and certain functions can lie in different areas. So I can't just rely purely on anatomy or imaging. So by having the patients awake, I can stimulate certain parts of the brain and make sure it's not involved in these critical functions, and it tells me whether I can remove this or not.
Are you talking to the patient?
I am talking to the patient. In addition, we have a speech pathologist as well in the operating room doing various complex tasks and testing them for various things like memory, cognition, language, motor function, visual function. So we test all of these things, and we have a speech pathologist in there talking to the patient in real time and conducting these tests.
Well, we are moving closer to Star Trek days, there's no doubt, and that's exciting. The question to me is, and I think, you know, I've been certainly hearing health stories and the good, bad, and ugly for 43 years, and we have over 300 people a day who come to Nutrition World, and yes, they're not looking for the replacing, certainly, proper physicians and certainly not surgery, but what I hear are the stories of outcomes, some of which are not the best. You know, to me, decision-making, wise decision-making is imperative in today's times. And it doesn't matter whether you go to, whether you're going down the path of nutrition or you're going down the path of athletics or you're going down the path of the medical. And so the old-fashioned way of doing this, I'm sure, is still quite commonly done. So what would a patient, like right now, I don't know if I have any brain tumor and I'm not concerned about it. So when and if symptoms happen, I went to, say, get some testing done and they said, oh, it looks like you have a brain tumor. We need to be ready to take the proper action. So what would a patient do if his doctor wanted to do the old-fashioned form, but yet he heard us talk and wanted to do this? What would be the steps they would want to take?
Yeah, so, you know, I always advise patients whenever they see me that, you know, they are encouraged to have a second opinion. You know, in medicine, there's oftentimes an art aspect to it, and, you know, every physician may do things slightly differently based on their experience and training. And so, you know, if patients are presented with an option, you know, it's always wise to try to seek a second opinion, especially when it comes to a you know, major medical procedure. So, you know, if patients want to reach out, certainly they can, you know, contact me at Memorial to get a second opinion, and vice versa. I oftentimes will tell patients to see other providers as well if they would like a different perspective. So certainly I think that's what patients should do.
All right. So someone listening right now who has a family member or themselves, and they're now pondering something of this significance, but they're not with you, they can easily call. Who do they call and how would they contact you to get that second opinion?
Yeah, sure. So they can contact the CHI Stroke and Neuroscience Center, and they can reach out and ask for me and contact our office. And, you know, for patients with brain tumors, we often see patients very quickly, usually, you know, sometimes the same day or the next day. So certainly they can just, you know, call the office, and hopefully we'll be able to squeeze them in as quickly as possible. You know, the phone number for our office is, you know, 423-206-9480, and so calling that number, and you know, we can help them out.
That is wonderful. And it's I actually didn't know we were going to speak about this till I looked on my notes before the show, and when I did, I was like, wow, this is something needs to be talked about. Well, we appreciate you being on Vital Health Radio, Doctor, and I'm sure that there will be some people really helped by this conversation. So you ever get by Nutrition World, please swing in and ask for me. I'd love to meet you in person.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day, great weekend, great Father's Day. That was interesting, bye-bye. Dr. Green.
Absolutely. And he does so much for all of our patients. He really does.
So you work with him on a close level.
And all the patients come back singing his praises.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Well, and again, I know that, you know, I never want to act like I'm being negative, but every institution, I don't care if it's the best of the best, you still have to make wise decisions as to the people you choose to help you. And I fly airplanes, and I've had 10 different instructors. I also know the fact is, and you know, sometimes we don't talk about this when we're in a tribal group, like I'm in a pilot tribal group. I will never fly with 60% of pilots out there, and most of those have more hours than I, because I realize that it's not the safest, wise choice. Just because someone has a pilot's license does not mean that all that they are very talented or skilled pilots, because people become complacent, they don't do the right thing, and sometimes they don't keep up on their training, so they're still doing old-fashioned stuff when they should have learned. And that's true of the medical community, the nutrition community, all communities. So just because someone has a paper on the wall or a permission slip in their billfold that they are a pilot, you still have to use wise discernment. So please remember that, people, because it's your life.
Well, Dr. Babu is a wise choice.
Yes,
I will say that.
I can tell. Well, and I know.
And that whole department, they've really grown
over
the last 2 years.
You're my wise choice to know that when you say something, I trust it, because I know you very well and trust you. So that's how we find these right answers. You can't go do, you know, interview them and look into this whole system of past years, but we find people we trust that do have that history with a person. I mean, you come to me and say, hey, I'm going to go fly in an airplane with somebody and I happen to know them, I'm going to be honest with you and say, yeah, I would do that, or no, I wouldn't do that.
You know, another great reason to have a primary care provider, somebody
yes.
you trust, you can talk to.
Well, again, you said not just a primary care, someone you can trust that's your primary care, like yourself. You're an ethically driven human being, and that's so important in all avenues. I don't care if it's your banker, if it's your attorney, if it's your veterinarian,
that's so true.
You know, we got to a point sometime, I think, where people feel like, well, they have a license to practice. Well, when I earned my pilot's license, I was told over and over that this is where you start learning, really and truly, is once you get your license. And if I didn't learn properly with experience, then I would still be a pretty lousy pilot. And I certainly try to learn as you do and try to keep up on everything.
Absolutely.
So that was great. Well, let's just hope that we don't need him. But for those who do, I am thrilled that we actually have talked to somebody who has an option like that. Hey, guess what? It is time to take a break. When we come back, I got some notes on COVID, something on EMFs I want to talk about that, and actually I just learned last night, involves Elon Musk. That plus more to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by RCL3, Texas Roadhouse, and People's Home Equity. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Got Medicare questions? Call 423-777-5577.
I know a girl with sparkling eyes, a superhero in disguise, and we call her Medicare Miss D. Those things that keep you up at night, so many choices, which one's right? That's when you call Medicare Miss D. Stack of books she reads, with all the others she takes leave, and we call her Medicare Miss D. The Federal Government Association, she's got no affiliation, and we call her Medicare Miss D.
423-777-5577. That's 423-777-5577.
I'm Sean Whitfield.
I'm Matt Davis.
And I'm Darren Johnson.
Join us for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download.
It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding.
And some other craziness as well.
You can expect many great guests and a lot of fascinating stories.
Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location.
Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts.
Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook,
a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and certainly did enjoy that conversation about the awake craniotomy, and I love learning new things. You know, someone told me yesterday, one of my best buds, Brian, because I don't watch the news, but a very few minutes a day, I just feel that it's addictive and it can spiral me into places that are harder to get out of, and I choose not to put my head in the sand, but I choose what goes in if I have a choice, and that's one thing I can control. Well, Brian was telling me that Elon Musk is coming out with a cell phone. I don't know if you've heard that.
I have not.
Brian said that Musk says it's going to revolutionize totally, and it will put an iPhone to shame. So I'm a cell phone nut. I love the latest and greatest technology. Well, what I got thinking was, and I haven't read it, didn't even look into it, but here is if I can look into his thinking pattern, or maybe looking into my own, not that I'm a Musk, but I am an entrepreneur and I love ideas. What I would do and I think he will do this, is what are the aggravating qualities of a cell phone? One of the biggest is drop calls and dead spots. So why don't we make a cell phone that is, which they already have, but they're not practical in price, that uses satellites instead of towers? What I'm thinking is, you know, I have a wonderful True Blue friend that we talk about EMFs all the time. If we could switch the technology to satellites instead of towers, the amount of EMFs in this world and country would drop significantly. Wouldn't be perfect, but technology has to fix our problems, because just wishing for it to happen won't. And someone like Musk is going to change the world, because he's an Einstein of creative thinking. And there's already the satellites up there, because you can buy a satellite phone. It's just the costs are too high. So why are the costs too high? Because we have not had an Elon Musk. That's why. And he's going to do something about it. And this is all guessing on my part, but I bet you that I'm right.
So when is he supposed to do this?
Not too far in the future. And this is all based on my friend who does watch the news. So
I
don't know.
I've heard nothing about that.
And I will be first in line to get the phone.
Well, maybe it'll do stuff like the Aura Ring and health and all those kind of things, too.
Yep, that's right.
Who knows? Maybe it'll help me do telehealth, too. That'd be nice if he works that in, something that does vital signs for me at the patient's house.
I bet you. Anything and everything. We had a great podcast my daughter did on NutritionW.com on acupuncture. We have an acupuncturist, Jamie Jackson, at our center, and it explains the intricacies of how and why it works. So those who might have been interested in acupuncture, go to NutritionW.com and scroll down.
You remember the time we got acupunctured on the show?
That was her.
Yeah, Jamie, we need to have her on again.
I know it. That's God, you're in that memory, son. I'm telling you.
Woo. Well, I remember her doing that to me, and I actually could feel it.
Yeah.
Not like feel pain or something like that, but feel an effect.
Yes, yes.
So I was like, interesting, because I'm one of those doubters for that.
Yep.
But I'm not a doubter anymore. I just don't understand it.
And, you know, to be able to say, I'm not pushing this in the garbage because I don't understand it. You're saying, I'm still going to look at it, even though I don't understand it. I hope that your mentality is going to be contagious to some other people.
Well, I mean, why couldn't somebody else discover something about the human body that our culture did not?
That's right.
It just makes sense when you think about it.
I know I don't own a dog at this moment, and I haven't since my divorce. I live a very busy, and it wouldn't be fair to an animal to be at my house. But I saw this on Facebook the other day, and I feel like it's true. It was a sign that a city had posted. When the temperature is 86 degrees outside in the sun, the asphalt's 135 degrees. And that means in 60 seconds, your dog, or I guess your cat, they're going to injure their paws. So I did not think 86 does not feel that super hot. But if it's on asphalt, please, people, watch your dog.
There was some guy, about a 20-year-old guy out in Arizona, puts a lot of YouTube videos on there, and he, of course, cooks things on the sidewalk, but also in his car. He'll put a pizza in his car, come back in an hour, it's cooked. He made, he was on Fox News, I think. He made, what else was it? Pancakes, pizza.
Really?
Yeah, he just bakes them in his car. It's really funny. And then he eats it.
I want to do that.
But that's how hot it is. He'll show the temperature inside his car. And
so if I put an egg in there, you think it would cook an egg on a day like yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh, man, you got me.
Because your
car
is an oven, and if you're in the direct sunlight, I don't think I'd want to eat one after cooking it on a sidewalk.
No.
Yeah, I'd want a clean surface, but, you know.
I'm going to put an egg in a skillet and put it in my car and see how long it takes.
Oh, I hear
a
new TikTok video coming from you.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
You can make some money off of it, too. I'm sure that kid does, too. But it was interesting. It just showed, again, how hot these cars get. That is a health hazard for sure.
Yes.
And I keep counseling the patients. I'm going through 8 to 10 large glass of water a day, and I'm inside. And I can't imagine the poor people working outside. We've both done that at different points in our lives, but it's flat out dangerous. I see people jogging at 2 p.m. in the sun when it's 105 heat index or something or more.
Yep.
Please be careful, people. I've been through that. I've landed in ER with heat exhaustion. It's not something you want to experience. But boy, do those IV fluids feel good when you do. It's amazing.
IVs are a miracle of life-saving. And I didn't, again, realize that until I started learning about the value of those. And, you know, Josh downstairs that does the Optimize mm-hmm. You, he's going to be adding IVs soon so that people can come and get vitamin C or just hydrating IVs.
Those are very popular right now. You know, both the buses, say, in Las Vegas that go around, mm-hmm. you know, rehydrating all the hungover people, or places like, you know, right down the street from where I live in North Shore, there's one called, what is it, Hydrate? I think is what it's called.
Yes.
So those are up and coming as well.
Well, I remember, I think you saying a couple years ago when you were working intense hours at the hospital, if you felt totally, totally, totally exhausted, I think you said you got an IV sometimes with fluids.
No, that may have been somebody else. I never did that. I really resist medical care to myself. I really do.
I love it.
That other time that I got an IV, I basically woke up in the ambulance. Uh-huh. And I remember the guy, I remember him saying he liked my veins, because I had great veins, and he was commenting on that to his partner there in the back. And then he was going to stop after about three-fourths of the first bag. And that was the first word I spoke. I said, don't stop. You know, he just squeezed that bag and then gave me a second one. But whoever that was, if you're listening to this, thank you.
I love IVs. I've been going to Dr. Melvin, getting some, and other places. And I usually use, of course, nutrients with the hydrating. But it's truly amazing how 30 minutes later, it does rejuvenate if you're dehydrated.
Now, I would try that, you know, with the nutrients, vitamins, and all that. I've just never done it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I wouldn't be opposed. It looks perfectly safe. I just don't want a ton of vitamin C so that I have diarrhea. That's the one thing I don't want.
Yeah, I won't do it on an IV, though. I don't. You mentioned TikTok. I'm up to 2.52 million, so 2.5 million views in about 5 months.
Wow.
Still doing two a week. I do a post on a Monday and a Friday. It's getting more difficult to come up with creative ideas, but...
How about flexing your muscles and cooking a pizza in your car?
I'm going to have to some way mix those two ideas together. Yes, that would be really cool. Because I'm talking about proteins all the time, getting protein food sources. Well, if I can cook an egg in my car, which I'm going to do this week. So next week, I will be gone next week. I'm actually will be not here for the show, but I will talk about it on the following week.
How about cooking a keto meal in your car?
There we go.
So you can teach something at the same time as you are just having a popular video. There people will like that.
They would. My daughter posted something on the fact that there's so many different ideas about healthy food, and our country is so far behind because, and I'm saying this, we have the labels of many different foods that I posted on Vital Health Radio Facebook this morning of things like Sunny D drink, M&Ms, cereals down the list, and it lists the American label opposed to the UK label version. It is sad, absolutely sad, how they use like beet coloring for many of the foods in UK. Beets, healthy beets. Here we use red dye number 40. All the way down the list from the sweeteners, high fructose corn syrup, to actually real sugar, not high fructose.
You know, just hit me. I wonder what the escalating prices are doing to people's diets. Just last week, we were buying some salmon at Publix. It has gone from maybe $7 to $8 for two salmon cutlets to $15.
Wow.
And so, I mean, that's...
Wow.
The price hikes are very real.
Yeah, we're very
real.
I
wonder if that's hurting people's diets
it's
or helping.
To.
Are they eating healthier or less healthy?
No, they're going to go downhill on that. I think they will. But
we're
again,
still trying to find those healthy foods. Of course, you can buy them at Nutrition World if you need them. But they are just getting... astronomically high.
They are. We are about to buy a huge freezer because we found a new local vendor of very, very clean beef. And we're very pleased with him. And we're going to stock up because his prices have not escalated yet, but they're going to soon. And I think they'll double. And so we're going to try to keep the prices low by building up enough inventory for
people. I just wonder how, you know, you saw the death of, 10,000 cattle in Kansas this last week. Just sudden death. Decreased grain shipments to the cattle farmers. So who knows what's going to happen in the near future with the prices.
Mm-hmm.
So hoard up, please, because I'm going to come shopping at your store.
Well, everything's a phase. Everything will pass. But we need to be wise on decision making. I looked this morning when I left my house. I'm down to one roll of toilet paper. I panicked during the COVID because I probably the lack of availability of toilet paper made me more nervous than anything else. So I guess I'm going to stock up soon because you never know.
Or redo with smart toilets. Get one of those Japanese toilets. You'd never need to buy toilet paper again.
That would be a good backup to have.
Did you ever see the movie Why Him?
No.
Have you done, you haven't done that yet? Great Christmas movie if people are out there listening. Some language warning, but there is a hilarious scene from the actor with Breaking Bad, mm-hmm. where he's on one of those toilets and it malfunctions.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's a very, very funny scene.
I want to say three different notes here before we run out of time. One is we are going to have a heartburn lecture on Monday evening, which is tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Nutrition World. You know, more and more research is coming out. One, the value of short-run PPIs are greatly helping a lot of people, but too long of those, if it can't be fixed, is causing some memory loss, some increase in C. diff, which is a horrible thing, and also osteoporosis. Those three things can be a real issue with people who are on long-term PPIs. Some people can get off of those, some can't, but in order to embrace and empower your knowledge base, we have someone that's flying in from, I think, California, that will be speaking on Monday night at 6 o'clock. And so please go to nutritionw.com under events, nutritionw.com under events, and sign up. It's free. And
that is a common problem.
You know how common.
Well, I'm a patient for acid reflux as well.
Yep. And then secondly is there's parts of everybody. You always have a mixture of agreement and disagreement, which I have no problem with that. I can disagree one moment and agree the next, and I'm still on a good terms. Dr. Greger, who is a physician who is very hooked into studies and data and documentation, but he really, and I posted that on Facebook, Vital Health Radio. I love this because he has very, and I want to say conclusive, nothing's absolutely conclusive, but very strong evidence pointing the fact if we can use apple cider vinegar with our meals, it absolutely lowers blood sugar levels, insulin levels, and glucose levels. And I never really knew that until I saw the data from him. And you know what? You now can buy these in gummies instead of using the really bad liquids. We have gummies that you can eat with every meal.
Well, you know, that's one of those supplements I failed. I tried. I even put it in the freezer. You know, everything I could think of. Mm-hmm. Horrible heartburn for me anyway when I try to use the liquid.
Occasionally gummies, that does happen, but the gummies have the acetic acid in it, and it also has most of the components, and I'm not going to do the liquids. I'm not opposed to bad tasting things, but I'm just not going to.
But if they give you heartburn, that was no fun.
Well, but 80% of the people get better and 20% don't. So again, we have to be our own little experiment.
Oh, I'm just speaking my personal experience.
Yeah. Well, you're right, because I know people who get worse instead of better. But that's the nature of natural pharmacy and working with natural remedies. And lastly, is the British Medical Journal just came out with a big study that said 1 in 7 people in this country has had Lyme disease. And in other countries, it goes to 1 to 10. In some countries, it's 1 to 5. And they did this data throughout the world. I don't know how they achieved the data, but...
I would say U.S. infectious disease specialists would possibly disagree with that.
I know they would.
I'm trying to be generous with my words there.
I don't think I posted that. I want to post that on Facebook's Vital Health Radio, the study, because it went in depth of how they accumulated that knowledge.
But you know, there is a non-traditional group, several groups that really feel like Lyme disease is the root of all evil. And also some that believe circulating fungus in your blood is the root of all evil. So yeah, it's usually not an all or nothing sort of thing.
Nope. And there's always, usually, a small, at least a sliver of truth in most statements. It depends on what level it goes to. I tend to believe that we have more Lyme than what people think. And I do believe also that fungus tends to be an issue in more people than they think, only because of the mold that is prevalent in this area.
As with so many things, the truth is more towards the middle.
That's right. Often. All right. It's time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. More to come as we continue. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Listen up, Chattanooga. Coming Saturday, June 4th, to the Embassy Suites at Hamilton Place will be the Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. This is an event that will showcase in competition the best bodies in fitness and bodybuilding. Brought to you by Optimize You, Vascular Institute, and Goals Gym. For tickets and more information, go to ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Hi, I'm Sean Whitfield.
And I'm Mandy Livingston.
Join us every Saturday morning at 8 for Your Home Radio, presented by Medicare Misty on 98.1 The Lake.
Featuring a variety of topics for your home.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
NASCAR is cranking it up, and Sean Whitfield and Casey Orr will get you right in the middle of it. Tune in Mondays at 6 p.m. for Racing Talk Radio, presented by Vascular Institute on Rock 105, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Optimize You Chattanooga is a hormone optimization and recovery center that specializes in hormone replacement therapy for both males and females. If you are suffering from mood swings, fatigue, low libido, or weight gain, then your hormone levels might be low. We offer in-house lab panels as well as testosterone, progesterone, estradiol, and peptide therapies. We are currently accepting new patients. Know your levels, because normal is not optimal. For more information, check us out at OptimizeYouChattanooga.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we're always looking forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. And once again, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. To learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Let us look first at James chapter 1, verse 17. Every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. For the Spirit God gave us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. You know, when times get tough, please remember that you matter, and that you, as you now find yourself, are enough. Often our greatest challenges during stressful times come from inside, come from within ourselves. Charles R. Swindoll once said that life is 10% what happens to you and 90% how you react to it. We can sometimes be our own worst enemy. It is fairly easy to walk in fear, doubting ourselves, avoiding the challenges we face. We have been given great gifts by God, and one of the greatest is His Spirit inside us. Because of that, we do not have to listen to or believe the lies we sometimes tell ourselves because of fear, as well as self-doubt. We do not have to be slaves to fear and doubt, but instead can claim power, love, and self-discipline and self-control. You each possess a unique perspective and set of talents and can each have a positive impact on others that no one else can duplicate. Pope John the 23rd once said, "Consult not your fears, but your hopes and your dreams. Think not about your frustrations, but about your unfulfilled potential. Concern yourself not with what you tried and failed in, but with what it is still possible for you to do. So please, my friends, do not live life in fear. Instead, live life fiercely in the strength God provides." My friends, that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I think if there's any one consistent message in regard to this that we, as you have spoke of for years, it's do not live your life in fear. It doesn't mean you don't see your fear. You may feel your fear, but not get succumb to it and be paralyzed by your fear. And I think I see a lot of people that are frozen today in life, and they're just barely treading water and hanging on because they can't get out of the fear umbrella.
So. Well, I had a friend of mine challenge me to that. Gosh, it's probably been easily 10, 11 years ago, and I took it to heart. I really did.
That's lovely. And I think, and when people hear others that have certainly embraced that idea, I think it can give them some motivation to realize that they have been paralyzed for too long. And I was for many years of my life, and I've made steps to, which did not work overnight, but it does require some dedication to move through this fear ghost that does surround many of us.
Well, it's a lot easier to succumb to fear than to keep going.
Yes, it is.
I wish I could remember who said, you know, the brave people weren't braver. They were just braver 5 minutes longer.
There you go. Sue, I like that. That's a good one. You know, someone told me the other day, and I don't know this for a fact, but I can't, it really disturbs me when I see the manipulation of, not, I guess manipulation is not the right word, but the marketing of foods that are unhealthy as being healthy. Cracker Barrel supposedly is not going to offer any more turkey sausage. They're going to offer the fake turkey sausage because that...
What is a fake turkey? I don't even know what that means.
All these new fake meats coming out are simply not healthy. And they're
is it
using,
like that burger?
Yes, like the burger, okay. The Beyond Burger.
I never tried one after we talked.
It is so genetically changed. It is from another planet. How do we know that this is going to hurt or help us? We don't. We're not talking about just making a slight twist in some molecule. We're talking completely new genetics that have never been on this earth. I had one time in Portland, Oregon when it first came out. Daggum good. I will have to say it tastes fantastic. But be careful, people. Just because, we now offer the healthy fake burger or fake sausage or fake this. When it says fake, I run because I've never seen a fake. I've never seen anybody who can improve on Mother Nature. And they're just throwing Mother Nature down the toilet as they do with breast formula. That is a mafia organization. That's why we cannot have any competitors who come into this country with any new advances on baby formula because they passed laws that said you can't do it.
But they're shipping it in now from all over the world.
They are. But they're only going to come from these three manufacturers. They can only use these three recipes. In other countries, they have the ability to offer whatever the government says is safe, one, and two is allow entrepreneurs to create better things, as Elon Musk does. But you can't do that in a mafia situation as they've done with baby formula. Well, on Facebook, we have a way that you can make. It takes 10 ingredients. It's not that difficult. My daughter's raised her children on it. Many people have. It was from the study in the government that was approved for these ingredients, Mount Capra. And so go to Facebook, Nutrition World, or Vital Health Radio, and you can see the formula. It is really helpful.
I would trust Katie over these random people on the internet.
Oh, you can't do that. Now, just throwing together some goat's milk and this and that, you cannot. You folic acid deficiency is devastating to a young developing infant, and iron deficiencies, and. You got to know what you're doing, people. You really, really do.
Oh, back in my younger days, we saw a lot of disasters in the pediatrics ER. People coming, kids with severe anemias.
I bet.
Nutritional deficits.
Yep, and that lowers IQ sometimes permanently and does terrible things to the human body. So, again, be informed. Find a trustworthy tribe that you can follow, and get assistance from. Well, guess what, Dr. Green? That does it for this week's edition.
So fast.
I know, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake from the Vascular Institute Studio. We thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy, safe, and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.